And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on 1090 Facebook Live, Sports Grid Radio Network, and as always, that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing and having a great time doing it with Captain Frank Lopresti. So much fun between the great fishing that's going on now, all the fun stories of the past. Frank's my absolute favorite guy to have on here, and so we're really honored to do it and talk fishing with you, and we want you to join us, man. There's another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and we want you to be a part of it.
And two ways to do it, Rick. You can do it via the telephone, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text via the app. Only done through the app. It's a super easy. I mean, the app, if you don't have it downloaded yet, it's so friendly, and it's just, it's free. Nothing's done with it. It doesn't cost you anything, and it's just, it's the way I listen to the archive of the shows, and it's just, it's easy.
It's the easiest way, no doubt about it. And, giving away a really cool prize today, huh?
A full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
And that's going to go to one lucky caller or a texter. As always, it's decided by the coin flip. Frank's going to flip that prize coin, which will determine whether it comes from a caller or a texter, and we'll be giving away that trip at the end of the show today.
Does it get any better?
I don't think so.
It does get one way better.
How's that?
We surf report coming right on.
I like it.
We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, on hold. Good morning, Gundy.
What's happening? How you doing, Frank? Good to hear you, Frank. Hey, let me ask you, Frank. You know, I just heard you talking, you know, about modern technology. Let's go back in time. When Frank Lopresti first started fishing as a grommet, what kind of fishing line did you use back then?
Oh, Golden Dot.
Okay. Nylon.
No, that was a mono. No.
It was a monofilament.
I'm not 110 years old yet. It was mono, and it was the hot line back then was Golden Dot.
What's Golden Dot?
Same Reynolds, same reasonably sized that we all fish now, 25
well,
pound.
Well, you
kind
know,
of stuff.
Back then I don't remember having a need for 50 or 60 pound. It was all 50, 20, 25, maybe 30. But it was so much of the fishing back then was light line, you know, fishing bluefin at Catalina and stuff like that, 20 to 30 pound fish with a 12 pound test and a number 8 hook and an amphibian.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's classic. That is classic. All right. Hey, you know, we've seen the water temp stabilize. That would be the most positive thing. You know, consistency is always best in the surf. We're around the mid-60s right now, but we're seeing the fishing bounce back. So, you know, the angler numbers were down, but don't give up on it. You know, there's some things happening. We had, you know, a peak in the barred perch bite. It was good this week. We're seeing more halibut in there. There was some nice spot fin caught this week. And then the stripers, you know, in the cooler water, we had the stripers pop up in a couple different spots. Hook, line, sinker reported some good barred perch fishing this week. Water temps were steady. A lot of 6 to 9 inch fish, and they even had a few kickers to 11. So, you know, that's a function of the cooler water. Gulp, sandworms, lugworms, mussels, grubs, all working. Another bright spot was the striped bass, and again, that Ventura Rivermouth producing several fish from 4 to 8 pounds were taken on spoons and swim baits. The anchovies are in there early in the morning, and the fish are pushing the bait into the beach, so that's a good situation to get one. Halibut was slow. Just Fishing reported good perch action for smaller models, a few croakers mixed in. They had a 32-inch halibut off Torrance Beach on a Lucky Craft Pointer. A hand handful of striped bass were also reported taking off Dockweiler there, another pretty regular spot. These were 4 to 6 pound fish. Ketchum Tackle reported a mix of barred perch, yelpin, croaker off the street jetties, river jetties, a few corbina still in the mix. Hard to get them to bite, but they're still there. Hogan's reported better fishing this week. A shop regular took the week off, fished 4 times in Capo Bay there, and rang up 20 barred perch, 15 croaker, and 2 legal halibut. So if you put the time in, there are catches to be made. Similar catch off reported by Pacific Coast off San Diego. They had a 5-pound spot fin, I think a 26-inch halibut. You know, not red hot, but considering that big temperature dump, I think we're creeping back in here. And I'd watch for the halibut. I think you're going to see some halibut. Halibut moves shallow with the conditions and with the anchovies being pretty plentiful in certain spots.
Man, Gunny, you had me. Yeah. You really got me in the very beginning when you mentioned striper on the topwater. What the heck?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that Ventura spot is really, you know, we've talked about it all year, and it's common to get striped bass in lake situations on topwater, but on the beach is much more rare. You might see it in Northern California, those guys, you know, where they're pretty thick up there when they come out of the bay, but down here, that's a rarity. But if you see them breaking the surface, there's no reason why they won't take topwater.
That's beautiful stuff. Gundy.
Great report, Gundy, and always do such a good job compiling that info all the way up and down the coast. Man, we sure appreciate it, buddy. Great job.
All right. I enjoyed doing it. Take care, Frank.
Okay, you too, Gundy. Rick, I got a question for you. Have you ever caught a turbot?
I have caught some turbot, yeah. I've caught some turbot in the fish in the bays in
ghost
here.
Shrimp.
Yeah, exactly. Ghost shrimping. Mission Bay's got a little bit of it.
I'll be done.
And then we catch a wicked fish up in southeast Alaska. They call it an arrow-toothed flounder, but it's a turbot.
No kidding. It
looks quite similar in shape to our halibut, you know, not quite as diamond shaped as a Pacific halibut, but I mean has just an absolute set of vampire teeth, you know, really, really gnarly. You know, kind of more like barracuda in that they're tall, spiky type teeth, but just wicked set of chompers.
But
yeah.
Like a turbot.
But it is a turbot. Oh. They commonly call it an arrow tooth flounder, but yeah, it's a turbot. Yeah, cool fish.
When I was a little kid, and I mean fishing from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
I used to fish the Balboa Angling Club tournament
in the bay there.
Well, no, it was all the way down. I think you couldn't go below Barn Kelp.
Okay.
And that's when we were using feathers and catching them. Anyhow, the toughest. I had won that championship a couple of years in a row, and I think I had 27 species and 28 one year. But the toughest one to catch was the turbot.
Okay.
And I finally found a spot, and it was under the arches in Newport Beach. And that's where I caught my turbot.
And I'm what?
Yeah,
I don't remember what I used for
bait.
I have no idea what I used. I don't remember.
Speaking of a fish that's similar, that I feel in my bones that this is something that you have done, and I haven't, and I've always heard how good it is. But have you eaten prepared and done sand dabs?
Oh yeah.
I've always heard delicious. What a good dish that
delightful.
Is, and it popped into my mind, and I just thought, man, that's, and I know that's something that's popular in an Italian setting. I had a friend that owned an Italian restaurant. He used to always say,
with some capers and lemon and butter. That, oh my God.
That's why I knew that would be something that would strike a chord with you.
Yeah,
and I know that's something that I've always heard was a really good one. That's
so
fun.
You know, we're talking about kids fishing a little bit. I really would like to bring up Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
You know, our demand has exceeded what we've been able to supply. And so I encourage all the anglers to help us any way they can, whether it be in buying raffle tickets, whether it be that you do donations before the end of the year for tax purposes. Friends of Rollo could use your help. It has been... you know, we've had some great help from individuals. There was I'm not going to mention his name, but a gentleman that had a charter on the XL just recently. He raised $14,000 on a 10-day trip.
Awesome.
And just putting out some nice prizes and things like that. And I encourage more guys that have charters. You know, we're getting kids fishing is just... it's so rewarding, and these kids will have something to do that's better than than getting into trouble and having all kinds of problems and getting into drugs. So I encourage people to support Friends of Rollo as much as they can.
If you're the charter master of a trip like that and you went to a couple of manufacturers, if you went to Fisherman's Lining Tackle and you said, hey, I'm doing a charter on the Royal Polaris, and I'm going to host a raffle, and all of the money that I raise, I'm going to donate it to Friends of Rollo. I bet you will be welcomed with open arms by people in the industry. I know you'll sure receive help if you came to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and did that, and I would bet if you contacted a lot of our SoCal manufacturers, rod, reel, lure, whatever it might be, and say, hey, We're looking to gain some prizes for the guys. We're going to sell raffle tickets on our boat, and all that money that we earn is going to go to Rollo. You're going to be welcomed with open arms, I'll bet. And a great way to do it.
Right.
Captive audience, all guys that understand it. We get it. We all know how rewarding it is to send kids out fishing. What a great way to do a little mini fundraiser.
Well,
and you don't have to do anything. I mean, if you were able to raise the money off the trip and you didn't know what the next step was, you could walk up to the landing and put an envelope, hand it to me. I'll make sure it gets to Tim or Mike or whatever it may be. I mean, we'll...
You know, Mike Lum and Tim and Harold Davis do a heck of a job fundraising, and they've got some great people helping them. But we need a little more than that.
But,
we really do. It's, I mean, you know, things have gotten a little more expensive. And I personally have called all the landings this last week trying to get them to reduce their prices on the charters so that we could stretch the dollar further.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working at it.
Okay? And Friends of Rollo, are they going to be at Tackle Day?
Absolutely.
3 weeks.
Always have been, will be.
They're always well supported at Tackle Day. Fisherman's Landing does a great job on that.
Over the years, we've done the pick a box promotion. I shouldn't say that because I don't know that that's what Mike's going to choose to
Mike
do.
Mike usually does.
But he does that one. It's a really fun one. They have a bunch of tackle boxes that you do not know what's inside. All you know is the prize is going to often be more than the amount of your donation. How it's been in the past, you pay whatever the level that you want to buy a box is. Sometimes
it's 10
bucks.
All the way up to $500.
Yeah.
Wow.
And whatever you're going to get is going to be usually more than that amount, sometimes considerably more than that, and you get the box. So that will be going on. And then also, we do a big raffle every year at Tackle Day. Same thing. We try to ask all of our partners throughout the industry, everybody who is at Tackle Days, that's one of the – basically, if you're going to display your wares at Tackle Days, it's, you know, we're stoked that we have the same, you know, repeat crowd. But the only requirements that Doug gives the guys is that they donate a prize to that Friends of Rollo raffle. And we just sell a bunch of raffle tickets and get some really good prizes, and then at the end of it, we just get to cut a big check to Friends of Rollo. It's a really cool event.
That's a beautiful thing, and it's awesome. I mean, just donate to Friends of Rollo, period.
Whatever way suits you.
Yeah, the last thing I want to mention to that, too, is I want to give a big thank you to Rob Fletcher, son of Dart Fletcher. Rob came by and donated a bunch of gear, just all kinds of good stuff. You know, it was gear from Dart, gear from him, stuff that they have since upgraded but is still very good fishing tackle. And they're cleaning out the garage. Rob getting ready to move, and so he just said, hey, I've got a bunch of gear, and I want to donate it to Friends of Rollo. And you don't need, you know, he called, I want to know what the process is like. What do I need to do to donate? You don't need to do anything. Come down today. I'll be at the shop. Come by and see me. Well, it's that easy. And then all of that gear is going to go to Mike and Tim, and then they'll do their annual sale of used tackle and raise a bunch of money. It's an easy way to do it. Clean some space out of the garage and let somebody else get that fishing tackle, earn a few bucks, and send some kids fishing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, the phone lines are packed up. The text as well. Let's jump right back into it. I wanted to read a fun text. Actually, look at that. We got Mike Lum on the line right now from Captain Rollo's. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks, Corey.
Hey, good morning, guys. I heard you talking about Rollo. Wanted to call in and say thank you, Frank, for making that announcement. We're doing all we can to get as many kids on the water as possible, and demand has never been higher. So really could use the help. But to clarify, we will be at Tackle Day, and we are going to be doing a version of Pick a Box, but we're also going to be kicking off our 2025 grand raffle, and we'll be selling those tickets there. So what we're going to do this year is everything's going to be based on you buy tickets, and then you'll pick a box based on the tickets that you buy. So it's the same concept, but the big focus is on buying these tickets. We'll also be selling the new rod a week tickets while we're there. And that's similar to Reel a Week, except it's obviously for rods, and it's for 12 custom high-quality rods, and the tickets are $25. You're in all the drawings until the contest is over or until you win. So by all means, stop by the booth. We'll have a lot of stuff going on. And if anybody wants to do a charter and do one of those raffles, I'll be there. Just stop by or anytime. Send me an email, mike@rollokids.org, and we will make it as easy for you as possible. If you're a charter master and you want to do a Rollo raffle, we will help you and make it very simple, and the kids will win, and you guys will feel great about helping us.
That's awesome. Well said, Mike. We're really looking forward to it. Again, the Tackle Day, pick a box, and pick your new tickets to the grand raffle. That's Saturday, November the 2nd. Going to be a really fun time. And, boy, I sure want to echo everything that Frank said earlier. A huge thank you to all the hard work for yourself and Tim and Harold and just everybody on the crew. A huge thank you for everything you guys do for us.
And, you know, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, it really does take a team effort, guys. Every part of this, from the industry to the tackle stores to all the effort that Fisherman's Landing puts into this. And it all comes together when people support us and buy the tickets and spin the wheel and do all the different things we do. We try to make it as fun and rewarding for you guys as possible. But really, the bottom line is we want the kids on the boats, and the only way we can do that is to raise more money.
And, you know, one additional way that a lot of the charters, you know, if some of the charters don't feel like going to the amount of work that it, you know, takes a little more work to get prizes and all of that, one simple way to do it is rather than have one jackpot, have two jackpots. We've been doing this for years and years on the Royal Polaris, and I think we still do it on the Shogun. And that is, you have your regular jackpot for the largest fish. Then you have another jackpot. It can be $20. It can be $50, whatever. And it goes for a specific variety. If you're going on a 10-day trip, you know, more than likely the largest fish is going to be a tuna, right? Well, make the next one for the largest yellowtail or the largest wahoo. And then half of that money goes to the angler. The other half of that Rollo jackpot goes to Friends of Rollo.
Cool way to do it.
And we've been doing that for years on the RP, but we need to get more boats to do that also.
That's a great idea.
I like it.
But charter masters could do that real simply.
Mike, a great call. Sure appreciate it. And on that list of accolades, I wanted to say to Mr. Coolidge, too, Howard, a big thanks to the
Howard Coolidge is great.
He is. Yeah, the whole crew. I mean, it's
such a great attitude of it. It's a lot of work,
no
but he
doubt,
does. But, you know, you'd think that Mike Lum just does full-time Friends of Rollo. He actually has a full-time job, and him and Tim are so dedicated.
No doubt about it. Mike, a great job. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you on November 2nd at Tackle Day.
We're going to be there. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy, very much. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Corey, it's time for our FishDope.com report.
And it's brought to us by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishmansprocessing.com to make your reservations today.
Hey, we got Yusuf, the angler's realtor, standing by this morning with that fishdope.com report. What's up, Yusuf?
Not much, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Everything good on this end, buddy. Hoping to hear that fishdope.com report. Sounds like there's some good fishing to be had.
Got it. So I'm going to start up in Catalina. There's still tons of squid around Salte Verde, Silver Canyon, Palisades, Freddy's, and China Point. Those fish are pretty much plugged. It is a little hard to catch those yellowtail or sea bass because there is so much squid around. The backside of Catalina has had a decent halibut bite spill. I think you guys were talking about it. I think the pride went over somewhere up there. But all on live squid, they're still biting. Clemente, the front side, is loaded with squid as well. Normal deal with Clemente, you're not catching them unless there's current. those fish, the yellows and the sea bass over there, same kind of deal. They're stuffed up with squid, but there's still some fishing to be had. On to the Tanner Bank. Tanner Bank fishing is still very good. For 25 to 90 pound bluefin, the water temp is holding steady at 66 degrees, and the squid have moved in, so those fish aren't moving off of there anytime soon. STR, the islands, is still going pretty well. Not as good as it was, but still a very good shot at some yellowtail and bluefin in like the 25 to 40 pound range. And lastly, the rock pile, the yellowtail bite is still there. It's slowed down. There's still quite a bit of boat traffic, but it should improve with less traffic this coming week, hopefully. And that's it for the fish.
We'll take that, man. Squid everywhere, lots of food, and like you said it best, man, those fish don't move away from the grocery store when it's there. It sure locks them in. Sounds like there's some good fishing to be had, and fishdope.com, always on top of that. You know, so just like you were saying earlier, man, there's peaks and valleys even through the week, you know, in terms of watching that bite develop and slow down if it gets run over a little bit and where it moves to, and Fishdope is always on the pulse of that, and you can save $30 to a new fishdope.com subscription by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space, keeps you up to date with everything, where that fish is at, where it's moving, where it's getting caught. And speaking of moving around, I know you've been very busy on the realtry side, and sounds like things are really happening for you on that side as well, huh?
They are. It's going. This little drop in the rates has really boosted the market, and buyers are out there buying again. If you have anything you want to sell or you're looking to buy, give me a shout.
Awesome.
619-27.
Well, I was just going to say, give us the number. Let us know how to do it.
619-277-2169.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. Great report. Thanks for doing it. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Great report. And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries. And they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic sails and extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat, Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor or Anglers Marine, both in Anaheim and Lakeside, for your Norsk Lithium batteries.
All right. Hey, we had a great text come through. It says, hey, Captain Frank, are there any updates on Guadalupe Island? My hope was with the new presidency in Mexico that there might be some flexibility there. Also wanting to know your comments on Cedros. Do you think we'll ever have an opportunity to fish there? Love fishing RP from John and Peavy.
Well, as far as Guadalupe, that's one of my favorite things that I keep bugging Ken Frankie about. And he is doing a trip to Mexico City here soon. And that's one of the things that will be at the top of his list. And we hope to get some cooperation on that. We have been working very hard with Mexican fisheries and promoting a lot of their fisheries on the Baja coast. And we're hoping they'll reciprocate some by helping us with Guadalupe Island, because it's such a fun fishery that people love so much. And it also is a great asset to Ensenada,
yeah,
because of the clearances, and it keeps a lot of people in Ensenada working also. So it's a win-win situation for both of us. We just got to get it through. And meanwhile, you know, the new president is in Mexico, but unfortunately there's a lot of things going on in Mexico right now that require have more seniority than our little deal about wanting to fish Guadalupe Island. So we hope to get it done, but, you know, there's no positive answers.
But also a work in progress. It's
That's
not like
right.
It's being ignored.
Oh, no,
it's
not.
I know it's on the forefront of your mind, and certainly on Ken's.
I guarantee
as well.
It's on the forefront of mine.
Right? How special is that place?
It's
close to home. It's just so Jurassic feeling, that excellent tuna fishing that is there on not a massive run. It's just that is a really special place.
And always fun to fish for yellows at night and just
all the things about it. The sharks,
I mean, so many different things. You know, where do you fish yellowtail with a slab bait all the time? I mean, that's your best bait fish in Guadalupe Island.
Is it really?
Oh, much better than a live mackerel.
Slab of scab.
A slab of a scab, yep.
That's so cool. I love it, man.
So listen, before we run out of time, I want to mention two trips.
Please.
One on the Royal Polaris, which leaves on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which has three openings, and Phoenix Rods is going to have a bunch of prizes. The other one is the one that Aliar has on the Polaris Supreme.
Come on.
Yep, it leaves on the day after Thanksgiving, which gives him kind of an edge. He gets down there a day before everybody. They leave at 8 o'clock in the morning on the morning after Thanksgiving, Friday morning, and that trip has five openings on it.
Boy, if you're a guy who Oahu was on your bucket list, or that's what, man, how poised is that trip to potentially have some excellent fishing on those things?
If there's going to be Wahoo around, it should be, you know, it gives him a bit of an edge, that's for sure. But anyhow, that's a couple of trips that if you're interested in a 10-day trip, that should spark your interest.
Yeah, no kidding, both Royal Polaris and Polaris Supreme.
Seeing the sign of Wahoo like it is now, like as good as it is, I mean, that's...
Chances are there's going to be some good fishing. Yeah. Chances are. You never know.
Yeah,
that's the ocean.
I wish I could say it's guaranteed, but it's not.
It's fishing.
Nothing's guaranteed, but boy, that's a fish that sure reacts both positive and negative to having pressure and boats fishing it. And what's so cool.
When you think about it, there's not going to be any pressure there for almost a week because boats have got to come all the way home from their trip and then depart, and they've got a couple day lay-in. It's like 5 days where they haven't been touched.
So that trip going first would be, you're mentioning Aliar.
That's Supreme. Supreme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It leaves 8 o'clock in the morning, day after Thanksgiving. So
I'm sure there's a few people listening that would love to be a part of
it. Yeah, I'm one of those few, let me tell you. I need to get this damn thing off my hand and go catch a wahoo. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. We come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Captain Frank. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offers December 6, 2024. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Sport models excluded. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower four-stroke outboards is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower. Towards MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended added 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. First offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for detail. Can be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is limited by automotive warranty service of Florida Inc. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois 60604. 866-937-3983. License number 60024.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun with Frank in studio. And just, man, you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego, which is a really cool deal, too.
No doubt about that. We had another really good text come through. It was from Greg in PB. He says, Frank, I'm leaving on an eight-day trip just before Christmas. What are the locations that you think we might be fishing on the Royal Polaris, as well as what might we expect to be catching?
Well, I think you're going to be fishing the Laos Rocks, and I think you're going to be fishing the Ridge. You know, the 13 Fathom, the 23, Thetis. A chance that you could, you know, depending on what's going on, that you could avoid Laos and go further down the ridge, down toward Potato Bank. But I kind of doubt it on an eight-day trip. The way Laos is looking right now with the quality tuna and the wahoo, and the ridge should come around even more on the wahoo, I think that's going to be the area you're going to fish.
That 8 to 10-day ridge fishing, I think, is, or just an 8 to 10-day trip period, I think is my favorite thing there is in sport fishing. You catch everything that, like, you're leaving on that, like you were talking about that 10-day on the Royal Polaris. Everything that we fish for in Southern California, you would expect to encounter on that trip.
You know, for me, if I was booking a trip, and I realize people only have so much money and only have so many days available, but if I was doing that trip, I'd always book a 10-day. I mean, it just gives you so many options and gives you time to do plenty. I mean, give you a perfect example is Trevin right now. His first day, he had 56 wahoo and a few tuna, a handful of tuna, and then the next morning he had 31 wahoo. This is for 19 people, and then some more tuna. And that's only the second day of fishing, you know. He's going to have 6 days, six and a half days, 7 days of fishing. He's, you know, got lots of time to do lots of things.
It's one of the things that I love so much about seeing the Royal Polaris come back, and all of the operators that have been behind the wheel of the Royal Polaris. There's always such a tradition of mixing in all the other things, you know. I mean, obviously there's a high focus on those big yellowfin tuna and the wahoo and the things, but you'll always see an afternoon of calico bass fishing,
a stop for reds
somewhere up the line, a drift for halibut. We're going to set up in this place and try to get squid and sea bass for the nighttime. If you want to stay up and spend a few hours catching a sea bass, great. If you just want to enjoy a great dinner and a glass of wine and go to bed, that's fine too. But RP always seems to mix in such that fun variety. Grouper fishing, you guys have had great, you know, great stops doing that. It's just really cool to see.
We try to do that. A
10-day just gives you that variety. You're going to see a lot of stuff and in different types of fishing. You know, you're going to yo-yo jig and dropper loop and fly line, just everything there is to do.
I agree.
I want that Phoenix trip, man. You got me going bad, buddy. That's cool.
Oh, man.
Well, why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Why don't we do that? How about Harry? Harry Cohn from Chula Vista. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, everyone. Frank, a few shows back, we recalled an incident with Rollo where a fisherman was pulling hard, probably stuck on the bottom or something. And Rollo coaxed your son into setting the reel into free spool. And I just want to get your take on this incident and any other remembrances you have about Rollo.
Because he was such a prankster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's preface that with that was a story that Captain Brian Keogh told as one of his favorite Rollo moments.
Rollo was crazy. I mean, he did. I've told you many times before that he always used to, you know, going to sleep at night, he'd wake me up. What'd he say? You know, you've heard me say it. Frankie, will you spank me tonight? My mommy and daddy never spanked me.
After a long day of work and keeping control of the people and all the problems back and forth.
He loved doing pranks or jokes. And he was very careful about it, not getting people that were going to get upset. And a lot of times it'd be a little bit of a payback. But yeah. you didn't want to mess with Rollo because his paybacks were much worse than whatever you could come up with. And there are so many things I could tell you about, but I won't tell you about over the air.
Yeah.
But he was amazing. He was a fabulous, fabulous individual. I still miss the guy, and it still brings tears to my eyes to talk about him.
But in his honor, Frank, one of the most wonderful things and creating the Friends of Rollo. I mean, that's from our heart, your heart, just the whole creation.
Actually, it was from my daughter's heart. She was the one that came up with it.
That's awesome.
Hey, anyhow.
A great call and appreciate it very much. Hey, let's head on out to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Mike, we made you promise if you ended up really getting him, you'd give us a call back, and we sure were excited when we saw your name pop up on the screen there. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And listening to Frank talk about Rollo's pranks, I heard some of them that I probably wouldn't mention either, but it sounded pretty funny.
Not about it.
We had great fishing. We got it done. Like I like to say, dishes are done, man. Easy on the bluefin limits yesterday, scratching away at some bluefin last night there as well, and we're mixing it up. Charter group wanted to do some bottom fishing today, and with the 50 fathoms plus open, the red fishing has been great. So really good. I mean, really good. We plunked away at bluefin pretty much all day.
How fun. And boy, that was a great scene that you painted for us yesterday when half the guys were eating breakfast and 8 of the 10 guys on the deck were all pulling on fish, and it sounded like it was a really fun atmosphere and a great time on the tribute.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock, just after lunch, I mean, it we had a flurry, and it was good. And there was, like, 3 people fishing. I'm like, you guys are – I look back there, and I go, okay, well, there's 3 passengers, and there's, like, crew member pulling on a fish. What are you guys doing? They're like, oh, it's cocktail time. I'm like, well, you guys get to do whatever you want to do. And they still managed to knock out their 40 bluefin, and then we caught some more last night. So, nice great fish, 30 to 50 pounds. Some smaller, some bigger, but a lot of 30 to 35 pounders, 40 pounders, stuff like that.
Nice.
But that group, it's a, like I said, an annual 2-day. It's Pin Air, Charter Master Alex Miranda. He's a very casual group. I said, hey, what are the odds of you guys putting in some effort tonight and fishing all night for bluefin? And he looked at me and he goes, you know our group. And I said, yes, I do. So we will do something else tomorrow.
Well, how fun. Sounds like a great time. And, you know, again, knowing that there was that excellent fishing, you had mentioned yesterday that there was a couple of opportunities to go on the trip. I know one of them was a Pizza Port sponsored trip. Are there still space to get on those trips that are going to be leaving this week, Mike?
Yep, tonight. Pizza Port sponsored trip. There's still 5 spots left. Like I said, if you come down hungry, there's going to be a complimentary pizza on the boat. And, always a great assortment of Pete's Port beers, which we do half off. And it's been good. I'd say the majority of the guys yesterday had very good fishing. So, it's not over at all. So, you get a lot of these guys, it starts slowing down. And I'd say for the next 2 months, it's going to be, our typical fall fishing where you get really nice, great bluefin and maybe some lighter loads and hopefully some nicer weather.
That's a big advantage, Mike, to the passing. There's plenty of light loads and you get a chance.
Well, and that's it, Frank. It's this is the time where you can hop on a weekday trip and, fish with 15 or 18 guys, and it's like you're on a private charter.
That's cool. Mike, great job. Glad to hear you had such a successful trip. If somebody wants to take advantage of the trip leaving tonight, Do we call Seaforth? Do we go directly through Tribute? How do we get on it?
Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com, Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Call and talk to one of the guys. And then Tuesday night's Turner-sponsored trip still has it's about half full. So, I mean, it's a definite go, and weather looks like it's going to be nice, and we know how the bluefin fishing is, so there you go.
Put it together, man. Sounds great, Mike. Great job. Appreciate the update. Glad you guys finished off with limits, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning. You too, Frank.
Right. Which trip wants to go? So many good options.
I know. Wow. That sounds like so much fun. Anchor fishing for bluefin, man. That's a lot of fun.
Sign me
talent.
Up, man.
A little bit of talent involved.
This was a little kind of I don't know if you call it a throwback or not, Tex. It was Frank. My question is, are there big eye to be caught? When, where, how do we catch them? Why do we not see them like we used to? I want to get me a big eye. That's from Jeff in Tierra Santa.
Well, if you want to catch a big eye, probably one of the good areas, somewhere between San Juan Seamount and outside Morro Bay, trolling lures. That's where you're going to catch 150 to 200-pound big eye. Now, realistically, because there's nobody there.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing I can say is we've had some years. There hasn't been many lately, but we catch occasional one at Alejos Rocks. Then there's always been, not always, but several years where a boat will find a kelp that's loaded with big eye. But honestly, the best way to catch a big eye right now is you need to fish a lot and hope that you're lucky enough to be on the boat when there's some to be caught, because there's no way to target it unless you have a private boat, you get all the way out to San Juan Seamount in that area and troll lures, you'll more than likely catch a big
where,
eye.
Where is the San Juan Seamount?
West.
Well, a long ways west.
Up and out.
Up and out.
Roger that. Well, Jeff, I hope you go get yourself a big, big eye. Appreciate the call very much. Hey, we got our buddy Scott Sherman is on the line right now. Scott, good morning.
Shermanator.
Thanks, Joe. Just wanted to, thank Captain Frank for everything he's done for the industry. I don't think a lot of people realize if it wasn't for the groundwork that he laid, our love of fishing really wouldn't exist. You know, I mean, as a kid going on the sporties, was all because of the groundwork that he laid out for us. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. Thanks. Also, on Friends of Rollo, I got two questions, actually. Friends of Rollo, can you set up like a monthly withdrawal from your account to donate to Friends of Rollo, where it just happens automatically, or do you have to make a donation every month? And then second question was for Captain Frank, if he had one fish that he could catch for the rest of his life, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, as far as that automatic withdrawal, I haven't thought about that. I'm sure Mike Lum is listening, and I'm sure he'll have a response for it maybe the next show. So I'm not sure about that. If there is only one fish that I could catch right now, wow. Wow. God, you know what? It'd have to be between... It'd have to be between big calicos or calicos.
Ooh, yeah.
And surface iron 25-pound plus yellowtail.
Oh.
That would be my most fun fishing. And high now, remember, I'm not a freshwater fisherman, but now high on my list is freshwater bass.
Green bass, sulfur
anything
style.
Anything over 6 pounds. And I've only caught one 10-pounder, so I'd sure like to catch a couple more. So those are high on my list. I cannot bring it down to one fish, okay?
I had a feeling green bass was going to sneak its way onto your list. I really did. And that's saying something. Like you said, Frank, you haven't done it forever, but, boy, no. There's something about that that just gets it just gets under you.
No, that guy, you know, that Booger and Taro and those guys, they have been fishing bass since they were little kids. And I haven't really started it until I built my own pond on the ranch and then got into El Salto after that. And I just can't wait to get back to El Salto.
It just gets under your skin, man. It's like, and you look at the guys like Taro and Booger and even Kiara now. Kiara went, too, and had a great time. And
yeah.
It's just, it's like a fun way for a talented guy like those and yourself to let go and be able to catch
up. I know Allier loves doing it, too.
Yeah, there it is. John Collins, man.
Oh, John
Collins. Moved up north just to be
No man has caught more fish.
Big ones.
Oh, my God. That man, he has well over 100.
Yeah.
In fact, over 10. And I think he has something like 12 or 14. We should ask him. 12 or 14 over 15 pounds.
John Collins is a man.
That's just sickening. Oh, that's so amazing. Cool.
And Danny Sampson.
Oh, yeah. He's another
one. Sold, moved up north, yeah.
That's all he does.
I know.
5 days a week.
Yeah. All right.
It gets under you. I thought this was a great text from John and Mira Mesa. Frank, I'm absolutely loving the show. Since we've been talking about these memories, before braided line, when guys only used monofilament, could you give us one of your more memorable stories involving backup rods or anglers on skiffs, crew members, et cetera?
Well, I missed the before braided line, but I see what you're saying. Before Spectra.
Yeah. When guys got spooled a little more often than they do now.
Well, there was just many, many times where you put a backup in the water. It happened countless times. And, you know, there were rods lost for sure. But as far as one particular time, I'm trying to think here. No, all I can say is we put them in the water a lot.
I know that there was a story that Cal had told when he was on the show, and I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe it might have been the same one that you talked about, that Steve Loomis had that incredible score with all those big fish over 300 pounds. But he had talked about that so many backups rods went in the water with those big fish, Cal would stay up every night with the crew having to rebuild guys' reels that got dumped in the salt water that then needed the care that, you know, he as a passenger, but being Cal, would just be sitting up on the table, and he said it was common that every single night to have 4, 5, or 6 reels to have to go through because they all got dumped on backup reels.
You know, we always ask, are you willing to let it go on the water? And it's a rare, I don't remember anybody ever saying no.
I can imagine, yeah.
But the skiffs, too. The skiffs that we always knew as part of the skiff trips,
yep.
That's why they were on the boats to begin with.
There were a few times where the skiffs got so far away from the boat, we had to pull the anchor and go look for them. We were worried about it.
Could you imagine?
Oh, chasing those fish down, yeah. Yeah, we don't do that anymore because of Spectra.
Yeah, no need, sure. No need. Yep. But that was a great way to have like a kill buoy. I mean, the skiff has a kill buoy on its own.
It was always amazing to watch a skiff come back with the head at one end and the tail tied to the...
I'll bet.
Because you couldn't put them in the skiff.
You know, you talk about, too, the guys, you know, hey, do you want to do this? It's always fun. Talked about calmly. A guy will say it in the tackle store all the time, oh, there's no way I'd throw my $2,000 rig overboard. I'm not into it. I just break the thing off. I can't have it. You put yourself on the deck of the Royal Polaris and the adrenaline of knowing that you hooked a fish that was so big that it took all of your line in a matter of moments and keeps going. That adrenaline, there's no way you can say no. Absolutely, you got to see it. We're fishermen, man. It's in your blood. You got to know what's on the end of the line.
That's right.
You can't just bust that thing off. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a trip on board the San Diego. Hey, Corey?
Absolutely. We're going to be right back. You almost did it again, Rick, but it's all good in the family, man. Come on now. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water, the culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life, to achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide, rule the water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Frank do the honors of flipping the coin to see who gets the full-day trip on to San Diego.
It's who we got today?
Is it a texter or a caller?
That
caller.
Is a caller today.
And today the caller is Hills. Hills from Ventura. Congratulations.
Hills, congratulations. Yeah, you were stoked on a trip on board the San Diego out of Seaforth. Man, 2 hours flies by. Frank, I can't tell you how much we appreciate coming down, hanging with us. I know how busy you are and what a busy schedule, but, man, it sure means a lot to us. We had a great time. Again, some opportunities to go fishing on board the RP. I can't believe that the Thanksgiving trip, you said Phoenix Rod sponsored, 10-day, lots of giveaways, as well as that trip on the Supreme. One more time, give us the rundown if somebody wants to grab one of those open spots.
Well, the 10-day trip leaves on Saturday after Thanksgiving. And the one on the Polaris Supreme leaves on the Friday after Thanksgiving at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And call the girls in the office if you want to get the RP trip?
That's correct. And you can call Lindsay, and I don't have her number, but you can call Seaforth Sport Fishing and get on that.
That's Polaris Supreme. Awesome.
That's right.
Frank, thank you so much. It was a great time. I sure enjoyed it. And we sure enjoyed you. Next weekend, another couple of great shows coming your way. Next Saturday, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine, and then next Sunday, Captain Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle and the Bass Council are going to be a couple of great shows. Big thanks to JP. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air. We'll see you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.